Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, whatever the time, wherever you are, it's time to take 25. Pour yourself a cuppa, relax, put your feet up and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene on Two Sugars, 104.6 Planet FM. Days like this I want to drive away.
Love that one.
Oh, it is. But Irene, I've got a confession to make. I've forgotten to tell you. We've got a guest coming in. I've been so busy this week, and I forgot. I'm so sorry. But anyway, but it's really, really exciting. Now, our guest, and for our listeners out there, you may remember Teomaka. He sang on our radio show years and years ago. Anyway, he's moved jobs, and he's gone to this place, Be Intent. And I actually don't know what it is, to be fair. And I haven't even, I haven't told you, but what I do know is that to be intent makes it easier to be your best self.
Okay, well, it sounds like this is going to be really fascinating for us, so I'll forgive you. Okay. We can get through there. Besides, he doesn't look too bad, so that's okay.
All right, yeah, all right. We'll just get Te Umaka in the room. Hey, welcome along. Welcome back.
Hi there, ladies. Hi, Mariska. Hi, Irene. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Nice to
and
see
I
you.
Apologize to you, too. I was so excited that you were coming and forgetting to tell Irene. I don't even know where to start. There's so many questions I have about this new Be Intent.
I can. I've got absolutely no idea what it is. So why don't you tell me what Be Intent is? Is it a program you do for people, or is it a IT technology app type thing, or is it, just tell us, what is it?
Be Intent, depending on who's using it, can provide many advantages, but in terms of training providers, what Be Intent offers is the ability for training providers to offer pastoral care to whoever goes on their training program. Now, what I mean by pastoral care is you offer a training program. You might do that over 4 weeks. As soon as that training program is gone, you have to go home and remember all the things that you learnt on that training program. Now, me personally, about four gems is what I'll take. Four gems is normally what I'm going to put into action plans. And with those four gems, I will lock those in.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you just here because I think there's one point you need to clarify a little bit because my mind's going ding, 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 ding. What's it?
Be Intent is a technology platform.
Okay, so like an app that you can put in your computer, your phones or whatever.
Like an app that you can put in your computer.
And so when you say that the organisations that you're working with, these are the organisations that are helping people who need it throughout the world, whether it be, work or personality or whatever it be, you're working with them to provide them with an app that they can give the people that come to see them so that they can, is that correct?
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Oh, really? I got it right? Wow, that'll be a first. Okay, carry on. Sorry to interrupt.
No, but that's exactly what you got it right on the head there. So for the training providers, those are the people that we like to work with. And what we're trying to do is enhance the experience, enhance the learnings for their trainees, essentially, by using technology, which everyone seems to be using these days, and by having something on your phone, which, I was at the supermarket last night, and you see everyone that's standing still looking at a phone. So we sort of have to make use of it at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true. Now, that's now making sense to me where, and I've just, you've been talking, had a look on your website and that statement makes it easier to be your best self. So if it's put, and you're right, I think I'm like you as well. You go to a training, or I know because I deliver a lot of training, you're all excited, and you're going to do all these wonderful things, and the next day it's kind of all out the door and you're back into routine.
Yep.
And so can I be my best self if I've forgotten half of it? So as you're saying, if you're pushing out these messages to remind me of those key things I should be taking away, I'm constantly being reminded, and then I can start changing my behaviour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes all it ever needs is just a suggestion or reminder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's great that you're working with, I'm actually thinking of suicide at the moment, which we all agree is pretty shocking. So there's a suicide prevention organisation that people can go to if they feel that they're at risk, or doctors can refer clients to if they feel their patients are at risk. So if they are working with people and offer them to put this app into their phone, they can also monitor where the person is. Would that be true? Where the person is in their emotions and their feelings and how they're progressing?
Exactly. And that's the second, I think that's the second most powerful, is the ability to provide feedback on a daily basis, just to know how someone is feeling emotional. Suicide prevention, how are you feeling today from a 1 to 10? If you're able to see that over a month and you saw that, saw when they were dipping down to 1s for 3 days, if I saw that as a trainer, I'd be able to identify that person, give them a call straight away.
Oh, so that would come back to me as the trainer. So I'd get that feedback. So I can either just push something to them or ask them a question, which they have to answer back. And so we can actually...
Yeah.
The trainer can log into the app as well. So So, yeah, well, that sounds excellent if the trainer can log into the app as well, because often if it's a person who's got suicide, just the fact that they're filling out the app means that they're managing to get control of that emotion in the first place.
Taking their first step.
Mm.
And that's what counts at the end of the day. Just one step, their first step.
Well, having that first step to take. They don't want to ring anybody, they don't want to talk to anybody, but they can sit there on their phone and fill out this app. And if that then goes back to their counsellor at the suicide prevention so that she can see that the patient is in a danger zone, then it's got to help, surely.
Oh, because I remember my experience with suicide back in 2005, had nothing, and my first step actually went off the bridge, and I actually managed to survive, and I was quite disappointed in myself. So I tried it again and lived again. And then for a moment after that, I had to realise, geez, maybe
I'm not meant to go,
but it sort of helped me set in my mind what I was going to do with myself moving forward. And the fact that I ended up here doing something that I wanted to do, it's a bit scary, but thankful.
That's a really interesting, Jenny, because the last time we had you, and when we met back in our business days, you were a bit of an IT guru, which I suppose all of that learning that or expertise that you have comes across into this as well.
Yeah.
But you've moved into quite a different headspace. What, how'd that journey kind of, you know, moving from a professional, well, let me say, can I say that? A white collar? Am I allowed to say a white collar?
Yes, well, anyway. In my world you can. Yeah. I don't believe in that PC stuff. Go for it.
That white collar professional, you know, person to, yeah, you're in a, quite a different headspace here.
Yeah, I'm in a headspace where I'm allowed to address my headspace. By that I mean, in the white collar world, we'll just go white collar. I'm going to use that one.
Yeah, you might get told off by somebody, but hey.
I don't care. I'll say go get a life.
But what you will find is when things happen in this headspace that are not related to work, whether it be a fight at home with your wife or you forgot your daughter's costume and you got to rush somewhere after school, you actually don't get the space to address that at all. It actually has to be squashed down to the left-hand side of your gut, address your work, and get back to it later. But what we find is we're not getting back to it.
We never get back to it. Yeah. And maybe that's part of our society we're living in today, that kind of all that stress and I'm only kind of thinking aloud here, some of the mental health issues that we are having, because you're right, you're so busy and we don't kind of take time for ourselves, maybe.
Yeah, and so I'm so lucky in this new headspace that I'm in, where I am actually able to communicate any internal roadblock that I have. 3 weeks ago, I communicated to my CEO that I have this fear of this project because I do not know what I'm doing, and it's actually killing me inside, and because I can't figure it out, I'm actually not doing it. And I put that in my daily report just so she could see that. I never felt like I could do that before, but she has helped given me or created a safe space for me to do so. And even earlier this week, I think my only internal frustration was, had a discussion, I'm going to call it a discussion, with my wife that didn't go so well for both of us. And safe to say, it affected me for a little bit in the morning. And now I get to say that, and now I have the ability to take the time that if it is going to get me down, put tools down, address myself first, so then I can bring my best self back to my work.
Yeah, and just as you're talking there, I think a lot of us are sent on courses, you know, as we are working for a particular reason, because your manager or, your boss thinks that you need to upskill or whatever it is, or you're going on it because you're a grumpy person or stressed or whatever. But you're right, if you're not within an environment that I can come back to my workplace and talk about what I learned and put that into action easily because of the whole environment stopping me. So I have this new knowledge. So that little app pushing out those messages is almost going to give me confidence to go, actually, the stuff I learned I can do, because you're not getting that support, you know.
Yeah.
And the work would be great if you were. But there's another avenue that's pushing me to say, you know, you need to shift, and it's up to you, but I'm going to remind you to do that. Yeah.
So did the idea of this app creating this program to help people. Did that come from your experiences?
No, this was actually generated way before me. So my CEO, Suzanne Hall, she started up Living Nature back in 1987, based up in Kerikeri. And after spending a lot of time within that business, she had essentially built a business where staff loved their work. The culture was this amazing thing, and other businesses knew about it. So a business asked her, can you come and have a look at our business and see if you can do something that's the same? Well, this business was in the financial institution, and when she went to go and do some research for them, she went to this seminar. Seminar was set up perfectly with breaks, with awesome food to keep people engaged. But regardless, 50% of these people weren't engaged. So she went through a process of doing research, and what she found was, same things. People were worried about the things outside of work while they were in there. And that's the reason that they were not engaged. And not because it wasn't bad, they thought it was awesome too. But these little things. So she went on this massive journey of understanding what this means. And she essentially came to realize, you know, quite quickly that within the financial institution, to do the same things that I did in my company, in a financial institution which has a way of doing things, a way of thinking about things that is so strong and being built over years and years of being a certain way, she realized, I actually can't help you guys. You can have your money back and you don't have to pay me. And they were sort of like, it's actually more hassle that way. Just do some research for us and we'll just pay your contract out anyway.
Smart guy.
So, and that was the journey that started moving towards, wait, how can we change this? How can we make things better?
Great. So she decided to help them on a individual basis, each employee, working out something that would help them sort out their minor issues, or not so much minor, but their personal issues is what I should say.
Yeah.
So that they were working better? Is that?
Yeah, well, if you look at the statistics, and I've got this, there's a happiness metric that increased like 358%. From and this monitoring them 3 weeks after taking the training program. And so those are the kind of things that we start seeing. But she's been on a journey for 9 years now. She's flown around the world and met neuroscientists, well-being. Jack Canfield is on her dial, Chickens and Soup for the Soul. She knows a lot of famous, well-known personal coaches that thrive in the space as well. And she is currently working with Sam Baird, who was the social policy advisor for the last 8 U.S. presidents, to bring forth the Superpower Summit, which is the largest mindful summit of its kind, leveraging as many people as we can within their space, quantum physicists, neuroscientists, and everyone else, over 11 weeks just showing interviews and snippets of their thoughts of what they think will work and what they believe mindfulness and what they think that it can do for the world. Yeah. So she's very involved in the space now.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It's certainly a new wave thing. You know, 50 years ago, nobody would even have thought of anything like this, and it's something that seems to be very necessary and works in today's society.
Yeah, so even though we're kind of saying turn your, you know, technology off here, we're going, hang on a moment, turn it back on.
Yeah, well, I've just got a little niggle there, though, because this is another app and phones, and you know how I'm constantly going, the reason people don't have a big social life, a lot of friends and all the rest of it is because their social life and their friends are their phones, you know? It's not human on human anymore, it's human on phone. So this is another one that's going to totally involve them with their phones, but it sounds like it's one that's going to be a good one. We just need to get rid of all the other ones that aren't good.
Although it's not going to totally involve, because they will have had to go to a court. Mind you, saying that, the course could have been online. Well, let's take it that they've gone to a face-to-face course and taken that knowledge, and now you're just like my, I don't know, you'll have to correct me, Tiomika, if I'm wrong here, but it's like my little guardian angel on my folder, on my shoulder going, Riska, remember this? I don't know.
Yep, well, I'll put it down as a guardian angel.
Okay, now I'm going to make you really convince me that this app is absolutely fantastic. I remember a family member that I spent, I'd say the value of an overseas holiday. That's very facetious was what I'm going to say to you. But I spent a lot of money taking her to counselling and whatnot to try and solve some of her personal issues. And the reason the councillors totally failed was not because they weren't good councillors, although actually saying that probably is that, but she just didn't tell them the truth. She constantly lied to them. So, you know, after 6 weeks of very expensive counselling, the counsellor would call me in to join in the session and she'd start talking and I'd go, oh, my God, she's done it again. What a load of rubbish. You know, and dates and times and everything were just totally... So, in other words, counselling didn't help this person in any way whatsoever. Because this person wasn't, she wanted to go and see the counsellors and that.
Yep.
She just wanted to, I don't know why, to get the attention to whatever. So if you've got somebody like that who you're trying to get them to use this app, they're going to put in all sorts of, you know.
Yep.
Rubbish. BC. Yep. Yeah, BS. BS is the word, isn't it? And so that app's not going to help them. So talk me through this.
Behaviours. Look at the behaviours. Look at what the people input. Look at what the people say. Map the behaviours with the feedback. If the behaviours don't map, put alerts in place. If the alert raises itself, go have a conversation.
And sometimes maybe because it's private and you're not actually talking to a person, you're having this little relationship with your phone in your own little private space. I wonder if that kind of would work for some people a little bit better than face-to-face. I am acknowledging something, but I'm not having to actually acknowledge it in front of somebody else. So, yeah, I don't know, maybe sometimes just that your own privacy and putting your thoughts down. And I'm presuming you can either have those thoughts go back to somebody or they could just be your own, as you say, pushing some messages out, getting you to think or just getting you to write,
And that one's all about setting thresholds and leveraging your experience. So if you know that someone like this, with all these markers, does not behave like that, then chances are probably need to have a conversation. But that is specific to the training program, to the training. But once again, the app can be manipulated to accommodate that.
Wow, we're going to have to continue this conversation. We've run out of time already, would you believe it? No, I know. It just goes so...
I've got a list of questions here.
Well, will you come back next week?
Hey, because it's you two, we'll figure
something
out.
Of course, we've got so much more to say. Now, for our listeners out there, if you want to, because I'm still a little bit confused, but I think I think I'm getting there. But if you want to go and have a look, head to www.beintent, and that's beintent.co.nz. Yep, and you go and have a look, and let's get some comments up on our Facebook page, and we'll get Teal Mika back next week, and if you've got any questions for him, just let us know. So till next time, we see you the same time, same place.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
On the other side of the street I knew stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, cause I really fell for you. The upside to a downward spiral, my love for you went viral, and I loved you every mile you drove away. But now here you are again, so let's skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to, and I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, cause I really fell for you.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacro Communication, delacro.co.nz.